This is Steve.
Hi, I have Jade on the line, looking for an extra $25,000 to $30,000 for working capital for his retail store.
Okay, Jade. Hey, Jade. This is Steve.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
Good. Good. Hey, you know, just to let you know, I'm in the application processing department of Bank of Cardiff. The first thing I really want to do is really just to like confirm a great callback number, just in case we get disconnected here. How about like a cell phone or something like that?
Yeah, I got 972-767-9505.
Perfect. Okay. Let's see here. So I understand you're looking for $25,000 to $30,000, and you want to use it for your retail store. What are you looking to use it for?
Well, first of all, we got some taxes that are coming due at the end of the year, so that would help with that, but it's only a few thousand dollars. But most importantly, we're looking to purchase some equipment.
Nice. Okay.
Right now, we do signs, so we do banners and all kinds of things like that, but we're looking at buying some equipment. One of them is a licensing thing. It's to do ADA signage. It requires a license to actually produce the signage. So part of it's equipment, part of it's licensing to do that. I don't know if you're familiar with ADA. So there's like a process for creating those ADA signs that requires a license. So part of it's getting a license for that and then the equipment and stuff to set up to produce that signage.
Oh, right on. Okay, sounds good. Easy enough. Okay.
And just in general working capital, our business has done much better, in the first year. You know, this is our 18th month, so we're coming up on our 18th month. We'll be next week, actually. And we had a big increase in sales and revenue here after like June of this year, so we've been doing much, much better. But I know from experience last year, December and the beginning of January is rather slow. So, we're looking to get a little bit of cash to kind of take us through that until about mid-January things start to pick back up again as we're coming out of the holidays.
Right on. Okay. That sounds perfect, man. Okay, what kind of equipment are you looking for? Like, because, we have two different programs. So we have capital and equipment. So on the equipment side, what kind of equipment are you looking for?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. This equipment is not huge. I don't know if it would require capital. I mean, like an equipment lease or anything like that. It's in ADA, when you build this thing called Raster. It's a raster system, and it inserts these little raster into a hole, and it's kind of like crazy, and that's what creates the braille tactile sign. Mm-hmm. And so there's like a kit that goes with it, has a rubber bit and these insertion tools to insert the balls in there, and then all these other things to kind of ensure that you're creating the sign correctly. So I think the whole kit's about $3,000 for the kit.
Okay.
And I think the license is like $1,200, something like that.
Okay.
But, mostly what we're looking for, I guess, would be the working capital.
Okay.
Just so we can kind of, get through this December, which we anticipate is going to be slower than the months we've had in the previous months, and then it'll pick back up in about mid-January like it did last year.
Okay, I gotcha. How about a timeline? Do you have, an ideally a time that you want to access the $25,000 to $30,000, I think?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, December would be we'll start feeling the...
Okay.
Yeah, feeling the slowdown.
Okay.
But in terms of purchasing the licensing for the ADA signage, right now we do it through a vendor that we subcontract to,
mm-hmm.
Which we're paying like 44 cents per square inch. No, it's 52 cents per square inch, which is outrageous,
Yeah.
Man. We can turn around and sell them for, 80 or 90 cents a square inch. But if we can bring it in-house, that cost then drops to like $2 a square foot, you know, mm-hmm. so it drops way, way down. So,
okay.
So is this, you know, if we can do it in December, I don't know if we'd have much business for it in December, but like I said, starting back in January, I'm sure it'll start picking back up. So if we could have that equipment around January,
okay.
middle of January, and we can start okay. doing that process in-house, that'd be great.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah, that's definitely something that we can, you know, absolutely do for you. Have you ever taken out a business loan before?
No, never.
Okay.
Even when we started up, I didn't borrow any money for us to start up either. We just kind of bootstrapped it, which in hindsight, maybe we should have, but.
Yeah. Okay.
It would have helped smooth out some of the rough edges.
Yeah. All right. Cool, man. How's business been for you guys? Pretty good? Is it going to be?
Yeah, we had some. It was in last year, you know, we were starting up. We started up last September. Man, it was slow getting it going because we're a new store in the area and we've got some competition.
Okay.
And it was just difficult kind of getting our little niche. But we started doing a bunch of marketing stuff back early last year, and it didn't really kick in until about May or June of this year. And then when it did, man, we just really, we've been rolling. We've had all months above 25,000 since June, except for one. I think we had one month that was below 25, but every other month has been above 25,000.
Wow.
And,
that's
we've just been rolling since then. But I know from last year when, you know, I think it's going to be relative, but I know that December and January going, you know, because coming into the new year, around the holidays, like nobody's really thinking about buying signs or anything. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
just like not even thinking about it. So,
yeah. Okay. I gotcha. I mean, that's absolutely something that we can do for you. And, you know, I don't really want to keep you on the phone much longer. You know, what I can do for you, though, is I can fill out some, you know, details while I got you on the line. And then I can email you over, you know, just a few other things.
What does the process look like? I mean, because I've been approached by several other companies and they have, you know, this big old long process of doing it. And then one company was like, oh, you got to pay on a daily basis. And, you know, our business really doesn't work that way. I mean, we don't get like our jobs are generally bigger jobs. Like our average
mm-hmm.
ticket is like, you know, $800.
Sure.
So we're not like collecting from our customers every day. You know, we do a project, we build them a sign, we go, you know, put signage up at their building. So it usually takes several weeks per client. So we're not like collecting every day. So something that's like a daily kind of deposit in our payment thing isn't going to work for us.
Okay. Yeah, that's no problem. Yeah, it's just what we'd like to do is, you know, we like to match your cash flow. So, you know, what I usually do for my clients is, you know, get you approved for the longest term and for the largest amount of funding. And then really I just turn it over to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way, you know, you choose the exact terms that you want. So, cause, you know, I mean, since it's your money, at least to me, it makes more sense for you to choose the terms, you know, that match your cash flow. So, that's what I do.
Right.
But yeah, it's a very simple process. I'm sure, you know, the banks take forever, but with us, it's very simple. It's just the application, bank statements, and the tax return. And that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can send, you know, that over to you in email. I can fill out a few things while I have you here. You know, that way it just makes it a little bit easier for you for the application things. What's the business name again? I didn't quite get that.
It's the DBA is Signorama of Allen.
Signorama of Allen.
Do you want the corporate entity name or the DBA?
The DBA
is corporate entity as well.
Yeah.
It's Signorama of Allen is the DBA. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay, and how about do you know your federal tax ID offhand or anything? I can fill it out for you.
No, I have to look
at it.
Okay, I
got you.
If you send me an email, I'll send all that information to you.
Okay, yeah. I got you. And how long have you been in business for?
It's been the
2 years.
Entity
that's right.
Been
2 years, 18 months. That's what you said.
Two years. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yep. And, but we've actually been open for business for 18 months.
Okay, I got you. Okay. Yeah, so what I'll do here, what's a good email for you?
You can reach me at Jade, J-A-D-E, at Signarama, S-I-G-N-A-R-A-M-A, hyphen,
S-L-E-N. Wow, you kind of broke up after the hyphen. What was it?